This is Mark Oldfield and I am at the Cedar Court in the Teepee, where Harrogate Hospital Community Charity are launching their latest project, which is called Focus on the Good, a book written and contributed by Leah Knight. I'll be talking to guests, people who have contributed to the book, and the author herself, Leah Knight. So here I am with Harrogate Hospital Community Charity Business Fellow Manager Sammy Lambert.
Hello, good evening.
It's always good to see you because you're always doing good things.
Oh, thank you.
So tell us about the book. How did this come about? Because I've had some conversations with quite a few people tonight in the tent, Sammy, and it really does pulls heartstrings to some of the stories that people tell us. How did it start?
It started with a collection of people talking to us, our volunteers, about how they got in touch, and they met different people throughout lockdown and what have you, and they wanted to tell us about what they did, and we were capturing what they were doing. But I wanted to get something that we could keep forever, really. And I think for me it was something, we spoke to the executive, spoke to Steve Russell, chief executive of Team HGFT, and we wanted something that we could keep forever, because clearly the last 2 years have been really, really difficult.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was going to be 2 years at the time. And we wanted something that we could really show people and just capture it, because hopefully we can focus on the good and just capture what happened. And to be fair, Mark, it's really emotional. I've heard the stories and I hear them again, and I'm just so proud of everyone. I'm absolutely privileged to have been with the team and Team HGFT. So many people, and your volunteers, your radio station and everything did a massive, massive contribution.
Absolutely. It really has made people aware of everything that's going on. And I tell you one thing, none of us take anything for granted now. I mean, I've been talking to a couple of volunteers who've submitted stories into this book. I haven't read the book yet. I'm so looking forward to reading it. But the one thing that sticks out for me is Sally Margerson, who actually had the idea, or somebody had the idea, of the green and red card in the window. I mean, how genius is that? That brings community together. There is a spirit out there as well. When you had this material submitted to you, how did you find it in yourself? Did you have to find it difficult to rein back from the stories?
Yeah, it was really difficult, and I think for me I felt I had to do it justice, really, and find someone that could really help to capture the emotions that were in there, but also to make it really positive. And Leah was a natural choice. She got in touch on Facebook, we had a few conversations, and she was just fantastic.
Tell me how you met Leah.
It was just on Facebook. So actually tonight is the first time I've met her in person.
Wow.
It was really emotional. We met in the Cedar Court, and thanks to the team there, they've been amazing in letting us host this event. But it was just lovely. I feel like I've known her so well.
I'm sure, communicating so much. Well, I have to say, I've actually had a look at the book. It is absolutely phenomenal. We want people to get involved, reading it and buy it. Obviously, you're going to be taking it to the Christmas pop-up market.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
We've only got 1,000 copies.
Sammy, thanks for joining us. As always, keep up the amazing work that you and your team do. Love working with you guys. Your spirit is incredible, and I'm so proud to be associated with you.
I'm really proud to work with you as well, and it's lovely that we can call each other friends as well.
Absolutely.
Thank you for everything.
Anytime. And I'm deeply honoured to be joined by Leah Knight. Leah, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you've come a long way, Thurrock in Essex, all the way to Harrogate.
Yes, it was a fun 5-hour drive with two children on board.
Yeah.
Now, I've actually seen your little boy, and he is a little bit of a live wire.
He is. He's got a lot of energy, but he sleeps well. So that's
brilliant. Take a step back, Leah. How did you get involved to become to write these amazing poems in this book?
Oh, thank you so much. So Sammy found me, the charity manager, found me via social media. There was actually a Harrogate resident that put together a Christmas Eve jingle page, and it had 1 million people as part of that group, and little me from Essex was part of that group, as well as Sammy, the charity manager of Harrogate Hospital, and she found me on there. And
she'd never had any dealings before this?
Never before. And our paths crossed, as they say, on Facebook, and she asked me, first of all, to write some positive poetry on the walls of the hospital. She wanted some motivational poetry. She wanted some poetries of thanks that her staff saw when they walked through the doors.
Yeah.
During obviously the most difficult times in their careers, and we started with that was a starting point, and then it evolved to focus on the good.
So you got to actually read nearly everything that came through then, is that right?
Yes, every submission. Wow. So, of course, because it is for the NHS, first of all, it had to be proofread by the staff, the teams at the hospital. But they sent me over all of the submissions, and I read everybody's stories, and then it was my job to then turn those stories into poetry.
How did it affect you, Leah?
I was very moved, and of course on a scale of the NHS, it really highlighted all of the wonderful work that they do and the life-saving work that they do on a daily basis. But I think what really was a poignant message for me, for example, there was a gentleman that asked all his neighbours to place a green card in their window if they were okay and a red card if they wasn't. And I thought, even that, just a gentleman that lives in a small cul-de-sac, he's doing a life-saving act as well. And that really moved me.
That's clearly stuck with you, hasn't it?
That really has stuck with me. And I read that submission over and over again, and I thought, I need to do this justice, this one.
That is incredible, absolutely. Yeah. Now, not only this piece of work that you've done, that I bought my copy, I can't wait to read it. You actually have written a piece called You're Incredible to Me, which the Trust have actually used a lot over the last few months. They're actually using it to inspire staff within the hospital as well. It's now been made into a bookmark as well. How do you feel that your work is being spread about so much like this?
I'm completely honoured, if I'm honest. I'm completely honoured and completely touched, and something that I thoroughly enjoy and something that I seek comfort in is writing poetry, and it's my escape. And the fact that somebody else can use it positively and benefit from it, I just think that's a complete honour.
Your own experience then, Lee, of how did you cope with the pandemic with two children and your husband at home? How did you have any experiences that you can say bad or good?
I think when I was in college, I'll tell you this story quickly. When I was in college, I was told over and over again that being optimistic meant that you were naive, and I needed to grow up and not be so optimistic. And so, but I think being optimistic within the pandemic, I think it was an absolute blessing. And every day I was thankful for the most trivial things. I was thankful if it was sunny so we could go in the back garden. I was thankful to, you know, wash my kitchen floor and everything, just the most simple things.
Things that we take for granted.
Most definitely, yeah. And that's how I got through it, with my family beside me, obviously.
This book is on sale through the HHCEC website. It will be on sale at the pop-up market. Please go ahead and buy it. It has got some of the most incredible, poignant stories, the pictures. One thing that actually stood out to me, Leah, is the painting. I was convinced when I saw it. It was a photograph, but it's not.
Yeah, I know. That was a gentleman that used art as his escape, you know, and that was something that helped him through, and he wanted to share it. And it actually was a national scheme, and it brought together so many artists, and they captured it perfectly in that.
Absolutely.
In that painting in the book, and I'm so proud that that's the first one that you see.
Brilliant. So how long did it take you to compile the book?
I think we did it in about 4.5 months. The submissions were spread out over the first couple of months. I'd get a few a week, and I'd have time to sort of read through them and send them back to Sammy for proofing and things like that. So about 4.5 months all in all.
Incredible. So apart from this then, obviously a poet, where do you get your inspiration from? Everyday life or...?
The most random things. I couldn't even tell you. But the most random things inspire me, and I hope that they always do. We'll leave it there.
People actually say to you, do with this, or tell you a little story, and you go away and write it and send it to them and say, I've got this about you.
All the time. And people like to challenge me. So on my Facebook page, I do a challenge day where I beg people to give me the most random subject, and then I have to write a poem within 10 minutes about it.
Brilliant. Give us your Facebook details. Let's have our listeners have a look at it and see your work.
Thank you very much. So it's Leah Knight Writes.
Leah Knight Writes. That's the Facebook address if you want to go on and find out more about Leah. Thank you so much from the bottom of our hearts for everybody at Harrogate District Hospital and everybody at Harrogate Hospital Radio for talking to today, Leah.
Thank you so much for having me.
So here I am with my guest here at the TP. I'm speaking to is Claire Illingworth, who is actually a lead governor at the hospital. Good evening, Claire.
Hello.
Great to see you again.
Good to see you.
Okay, now we're obviously to launch of the book Focus on the Good. Tell us about your contribution and how did you get to get your piece in the book?
Well, I saw the opportunity to write something, and I felt like I needed to get down all my feelings from the past year down in words. I'd been on a journey like everybody else, although everybody's journey is very different. So I felt like... I was battling with work, battling with family, battling with my own mind, and I just knew I had to find the fight to carry on.
What is your piece about?
It's actually entitled The Lockdown Bride. In November 19, my husband now and I decided that we were going to elope.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and we were going to get married in April 2020.
Okay.
And we felt like it was one of, we've been together 8 years at the time, and we thought, well, we wanted to get married. We decided we were going to get married, and then we thought, well, we didn't want to make a big fuss. We've both been married before, so we thought we can only keep it quiet for so long, didn't want to get the family involved.
Yep.
So we booked it, Mauritius, on the beach, April 2020, and then COVID hit. It was cancelled.
It must have been devastated.
We were absolutely devastated. Partly because I had to keep the secret for even longer,
yeah,
which was really, really hard. But also because even though we'd waited so long to decide to get married, when it was taken away from us, it felt ever so more urgent than it was before.
Yeah. So when did you get married? It's finally happened, I take it.
December. December.
Congratulations.
I think it was the 5th or the 4th.
We'll keep that between ourselves.
Yeah, so it got moved on to November.
Sorry, so where did you get married eventually?
It wasn't on the beach in Mauritius.
Okay.
Although it was the outfits that we were meant to wear on the beach in Mauritius in Devon.
Very
in
good.
December.
Very, I think it must have been cold then.
Freezing.
Okay, tell us your piece again. What's it called?
It's The Lockdown Bride.
We look forward to hearing and reading it. Claire, thanks for joining us. That's really good. Looking forward to it. And congratulations again.
Thank you.